We're at the 2010 SCAC Field Hockey Championships from DePaul University. Today I'm joined by Swanee head coach Jen Baldacchini. Swanee falls in game one today, 4-3 in overtime. And coach, first of all, I guess just your opening thoughts on how the game played out today.
I mean, it was a well-fought game on both parts. I mean, I think we came out and we were a little bit kind of on our heels a little bit. And then I think it took us a while to settle into the game. And then we kind of switched game plans a little bit and decided to use the field and the bumpiness to our advantage and just try and big ball it. And it allowed us to get some great opportunities and some great scoring opportunities. But and we were up 3-1 with 22 minutes to go in the game, which is a lot of time left. But at the same time, that's – can't get complacent, and I guess that's sort of kind of what we did, just got a little complacent, and they got two goals on us, and kind of hurts when they score that late in the game. And but I mean, we had great opportunities. It was well fought out by everybody, but it's just an unfortunate way to end.
You guys fell down 1-0 after the end of the first half. What did you tell the girls at halftime, and it really sparked them? Like you said, they came out and scored three goals in the first 15 minutes of the second half.
I mean, basically, we were walking. There wasn't, it wasn't the effort that I knew we were capable of and that we should have been putting out in the tournament. It just wasn't. It wasn't the effort that was acceptable, and I let them know that, we can't be walking the balls. We need to be cutting. We need to put a whole lot more because, I reminded them. I was like, this is a tournament, and we are losing right now, so we need to play like that. So we switched a few things, and then we just kind of came back out, fired up, ready to go.
Hendricks went down 3-1 after you guys came out with such fire in the second half. Their coach called a timeout. What did you notice or change there after that timeout where they came back and scored those two goals to tie it up to head into overtime?
I mean, they kind of turned the tables. They had the urgency that we had when we were down a goal, and they had that urgency of, it's one and done, and, they needed to play with the fire under their belt. And I think we kind of sat back a little bit on defense and started to just play a little bit too much defense and not so much offense. And that sort of kind of happens for a lot of teams. They kind of just sit back. And when you have a lead, you just don't want to – you're hoping not to blow it, and you kind of have to play to win and not to hope to blow it, I guess.
Obviously a tough loss, but four seniors on this team that have meant a lot to this program, and Carly Grimm, Caroline Carlin, Taylor Skeen, and Emily Detmer. Just talk about what the four of them have meant to this program and as they, close out their career.
Yeah, and it's also Caitlin McNaughton. So there's five of them, and, they're going to be greatly missed. I mean, there's one of them on every single line, from the forwards, the mids, the backs, the keepers. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a big hit to the program, but I think at the same time, there's a lot of great young players that are going to take the program and keep going with it. But yeah, they're going to be greatly missed. I mean, the leadership, their stick skills, their work ethic and all, and everything that comes along with their package.
Jen Baldacchini, Swanee field hockey head coach, against Swanee Falls today, 4-3 in overtime in the first game of the SCAC Field Hockey Championships, and close out their season with a record of 5-12. Coach, thanks for your time, and best of luck moving forward.
Thanks.